Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Okay, 414, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan and Austin Price. Boy, what a busy day we have lined up here. We, of course, got to keep you all informed about the New Orleans terrorist attack earlier today. 10 people dying in the quarter, 35 additional injured, and a lot of questions. And you're going to hear about them, I'm sure, over the next week or so. But one thing, and I'm very familiar with this, I lived in the French Quarter for over 20 years myself. One thing I didn't quite grasp and why this was not into effect was at the end of Bourbon Street to Canal Street. On that end, if you now you go downriver to Esplanade on Bourbon Street, they usually have these barriers in place. I mean, normally. They have barriers in place. Mm. Those barriers were not up last night.
Really?
So something is amiss over at NOPD, so we'll figure that one out, I hope. But as we kind of talk about this, there's really not – this. It's an ongoing investigation.
Yeah.
That's basically what everybody knows at this point. They know the suspect who was put down after this – a terrible incident in the quarter, had some Middle Eastern background. His ancestry was from the Middle East. I'm not going to get too familiar with this guy because I really don't want to talk about his name. I don't want to give him any publicity whatsoever.
Yeah, don't give him a platform.
I do not want that out there for this person. Let's just call him another bad guy went down. And authorities today are uncovering more information about the attack on the crowd in New Orleans as the New Year's revelers kind of made their way back around 3-something this morning.
We know that there are potential other people that authorities are looking for. The FBI assistant agent in charge there said so. The Associated Press is reporting that that agency reviewed a Louisiana State Intelligence Bulletin that shows that there were guns and pipe bombs also found in the suspect's vehicle. According to the Associated Press, the devices were concealed within coolers, were wired for remote detonation. And this is, again, from a Louisiana State Police Bulletin. Also, a corresponding remote control discovered inside the vehicle.
And also, I don't know how much you know of this, and I apologize for if you already have heard about this. Many people just joining us this afternoon. Thank you so much for having us on, and we're talking about the New Orleans terrorist attack. And I'm speaking from a New Orleanian's perspective here. These things could happen. I mean, they absolutely could happen, and we're seeing the worst kind of surface. But I don't want to jump my guns. I don't want to go out there and start professing, oh, I know this is – nobody knows what's going on at this point.
Right.
So I think we all need to step back a little bit, let the FBI come in, do the work of NOPD or work in tandem with them and try to unscramble just what went wrong in New Orleans early this morning. And we'll be talking about that throughout the next 3 hours, and at least until 7 o'clock on Pensacola Right Now.
And just past a couple, or just a couple minutes past 4:15 here, we'll get your first quick check of the roads and weather this afternoon. This traffic and weather update's brought to you by Generator Source, powering Pensacola businesses with industrial generators to commercial backup systems with the most trusted brands. Let's see. Expert installation and 24/7 support. There it is, generatorsource.com. You can go there to learn more information. Looking at our roads here, not too much going on. Got some of that holiday traffic around here. Not too busy. A lot of people staying home today. But if you are out there, thank you for being safe. Also, 60 degrees right now for the weather. Tonight's low 41. Tomorrow, going to be very similar to today. High of 61, low of 44.
418 News Radio 92.3. You were mentioning travelers, things like that. Let me go ahead and punch up the Pensacola International Board this afternoon. Really looking pretty darn nice, actually. Two flights of concern I want to tell you about. If you got to pick somebody up from Tampa coming in on Silver 80, 6:10 touchdown time. It's been delayed a couple hours now till about 8:30. And then there's an American flight coming up out of Dallas-Fort Worth, 6:55 scheduled touchdown. American 1474 will now be arriving around 7:40 this evening.
And another big story for us nationally, Las Vegas police investigating a deadly vehicle fire at Trump Towers. The Trump Organization confirmed the incident, saying it was an electric vehicle that caught on fire. Authorities say at least one person died in the blaze and seven people suffered minor injuries. The fire has reportedly been extinguished, but people are advised to avoid the area. And video from the scene reportedly shows a Tesla Cybertruck engulfed in flames.
You know, there's something very interesting happening up in Century. This town always has something going on, whether good, bad, indifferent, but there's always something seems to be happening up there. Here you go. You ready for this?
Yes.
Where were you and what were you doing back in 2000?
I was not born.
Probably you weren't even born.
No. Then.
What year?
I was born in July of 2001.
Okay. Well, let me repeat this to my listeners out there.
I'll just listen from outside.
Where were you and where were you? What were you doing back in 2000? Friday, you could find out as the town of Century is opening the Century Millennium Time Capsule. This is pretty cool. The vault containing the materials will be opened 1 p.m. at Century Town Hall.
I love stories like this.
I do too. So I would like. Concerned what's in that thing. I want to know what's
concerned.
In the vault. I want to know what's in that vault.
Yeah, I want to get to the bottom of this. 420 here, we'll take a quick break. When we return, the new year means that we have some new laws to live by in Florida. Touched on some of this a little bit yesterday, but we've got more details for you this afternoon. Details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. Are you and your family looking for a church that when Sunday morning rolls around, you can say, oh good, it's time to go to church? Well, let me invite you to consider worshiping with us at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church, where multiplied hundreds of people say these very words every Sunday. We are doctrinally sound, featuring the exaltation of Jesus Christ and the clear contextual preaching of the Bible. The Bible is made relevant and exciting. You're convicted, challenged, encouraged, and uplifted at the same time. We have premier youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, Bible studies, and missions outreach. We have a team of pastoral counselors offering guidance for your Christian and family life. You can find out everything you'd want to know about us on our huge and highly interactive website at hickoryhammockbaptist.org. Let me give you an open invitation to worship at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church this Sunday morning. And then the next Sunday, you'll say, oh good, it's time to go to church. I kid you not. Regular members and even first-time guests say it every single Sunday.
My muscles ached. I was tired all the time.
My son had a full-blown asthma attack. It came out of nowhere.
The unsettling thing about some symptoms is
I had a fever and these terrible headaches.
You don't always know what's causing them.
It was Lyme disease from a tick bite.
I had West Nile virus from a mosquito.
He had a reaction to cockroach allergens.
Threats to your health can come from unexpected places. Get the facts. Visit pestrole.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association.
Hi, my name is Michael Dylan Thompson, candidate for Congress here in my home district. I'm proud to be the only candidate who voters petitioned to be on the ballot. Every other candidate paid over $10,000 to qualify, often using either lobbyist or special interest money. As a born and raised Pensacola native, I will fight for my district. I will fix the insurance crisis created by establishment politicians, and I will protect our brave service members who keep America free. We don't need outsiders bringing Washington, D.C. corruption into Northwest Florida. We need new ideas and fresh leadership to fight for us. As your congressman, I pledge to always put Florida first. There's a critical election on January 28th, and I need your vote. This is our chance to take back our voice and send a clear message to the career politicians. We won't let special interests decide our future. Together, we can restore accountability, protect our values, and secure a stronger future for Northwest Florida. I'm Michael Dylan Thompson, and I'm proud to approve this message.
Paid for by Michael Dylan Thompson for Congress, Republican.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We were talking extensively about the what looks like a terrorist attack, or at least a mass casualty event that took place in New Orleans. People killed by somebody who drove a truck into the Bourbon Street Revelers this morning. The mixed messaging that came out of the city of New Orleans and the confusing messaging that left more questions than answers. But we'll certainly learn more in our prayers are for all of the people surrounding that, including those who are attending the football game. You can listen at newsradio923.com.
News Radio 92.3, get your live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Thank you. News Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now. Chris Bryan and Austin Price. A little bit of who never hurt anybody on a New Year's Day.
That is true.
All right. Hey, I wrote this story. You can check it out, by the way, folks, on News Radio 92.3, the website, or on the app. It's about the polar bear plunges this afternoon. It's titled Polar Bear Plunges Burr. Something to that effect. Anyway, right. Pensacola Beach Polar Bear Plunge this afternoon, attracting hundreds of dippers and spectators over at Paradise Bar and Grill on the Santa Rosa Sound. Many of the attendees dressed in costume migrated to the island to participate in this really long local tradition. Other polar bear locations offering the plunge today, two sites in Navarre, Windjammers on the Pier and Juana's Pagodas, and on Perdido Key, of course, the Floribama Polar Dip, the largest dive on the Gulf Coast, got underway today. So a lot of freezing people in the Gulf of Mexico. You wouldn't catch me out there.
Yeah, same here. All right, we mentioned this before the break. New year, meaning we have some new laws to live by in Florida. One punishes those who interfere with a first responder while on duty and prevents them from doing their job. We mentioned this one yesterday. Under Senate Bill 184, violators will be charged with a second-degree misdemeanor that could come with 60 days in jail. As for another prominent one, Chris, it has to do with kids and those pesky social media apps, right? Yeah,
absolutely, and I'm going to tell you, there's a lot of probably upset kids running around the state of Florida right now.
I can get why.
Over this thing. Law in Florida aimed at keeping teens off social media went into effect today. Fox's Eben Brown has more in Fox on Tech.
Fox on Tech.
It's a happy new year unless you're a kid in Florida on social media. A new Florida law comes on the books prohibiting kids younger than 14 from holding their own social media accounts. Kids ages 14 or 15 will need to have their parents officially give permission for a social media platform to allow that child to have an account. However, the law won't be enforced just yet. A tech industry consortium is suing the state of Florida on First Amendment grounds and is wanting a temporary injunction, and while the judge has not yet ruled on that, the Florida Attorney General is agreeing to hold off any acts against social media companies hosting kids' accounts. The same law, however, requires on-the-record age verification for users of adult websites. That, too, is now the subject of a lawsuit, but one major adult website is already blocking anyone with an IP address in Florida. With Fox on Tech, I'm Eben Brown, Fox News.
All righty, just a little bit past 4:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by the Watson Law Firm. If you've been injured in a car accident, you can visit watsonfirm.com. Looking at the roads here, wasn't too much going on in our last check. We do have some backups on Palafox Street near Garden Street, so be on the lookout for that. That's particularly if you're traveling northbound on Palafox coming from the Garden area. Outside of that, there's not much holding you up. As for the weather, still around 60 degrees, low of 41 tonight. Tomorrow, beautiful Thursday, sunny, partly cloudy, high of 61, low of 44.
Okay, cold temperatures are returning to the area. Just remember the four P's this evening: pets, people, pipes, and plants. Keep those pets indoors at least as much as possible. Yeah, I know you got to let them out the doggy door every now and then, but do make sure you do that. Make frequent checks on older family, friends, and neighbors. Leave those faucets dripping to prevent frozen or busted pipes. And it's a pretty darn good idea to cover outdoor plants and bring the potted ones, at least the smaller plants that you can carry inside, and take care of that. Yeah, it'll be chilly. Okay, what would you say, the lows tonight?
The low's 41.
Okay, see? Official forecast there. The incoming Trump administration could take hundreds of millions of dollars in federal grants away from sanctuary states, and they're going to throw in the counties there as well, that refuse to cooperate with ICE. Here's more from Fox.
Securing America.
You may not live in a sanctuary state or county, but you still pay places like California and New York to incarcerate their criminal aliens through a program called SCAP. The State Criminal Alien Assistance Program is $230 million of taxpayer money given each year to states and counties to cover some of their costs for incarcerating illegal immigrants convicted of crimes. California gets $63 million a year, New York $18 million. Jessica Vaughn with the Center for Immigration Studies says that's absurd.
It's hypocritical for them to, with one hand, hold out their hand for federal funding to help pay for the costs of criminal aliens, and with the other hand, block ICE from the jailhouse door.
It's a program the incoming Trump administration is likely to eliminate for places that also block federal ICE agents from deporting criminal migrants. William LaJeunesse, Fox News.
All right, and at least two people are dead and 22 injured in Honolulu in what police are calling a fireworks incident. Honolulu Emergency Medical Services says the incident happened early today. Police, fire, and emergency medical crews are reportedly at the scene providing care and security. Further details about the incident have not yet been released, though.
Oh, I like this. Something very positive coming out of Tallahassee today. Statewide animal cruelty penalties are potentially on the way. Representative Joel Rudman from Navarre filed House Bill 79. This happened on Monday, increasing the penalties for animal cruelty from a first-degree misdemeanor to a third-degree felony if a person commits the crime during a declared state of emergency. Now, what surfaced this? I'm just going to kind of raise your brain up here a bit of what happened. The bill surfaced almost 3 months after Trooper. Remember Trooper? He's that 5-year-old bull terrier found tied to a fence along the 75 freeway in Tampa. As Cat 4 Hurricane Milton just kind of barreled towards Florida, and some lucky person got to adopt Trooper. Yes. He's now living in a very nice home here in Florida. But you see, they've increased those penalties. It's not a smart idea to be cruel to animals.
News. I'm Tom Regani. At least 10 people are dead. Many more injured after a pickup truck plowed into a group of New Year's revelers in New Orleans in what's being described as an act of terror. Officials have identified the suspect as 42-year-old Shamsuddin Jabbar, a U.S. citizen from Texas. FBI Assistant Special Agent in Charge, Aletha Duncan.
What I can tell you, the person was an Army veteran. We believe he was honorably discharged, but we're working through this process, figuring out all this information.
The FBI says it does not believe Jabbar acted alone. This tourist witnessed the carnage.
The worst part is it's just being part of it. Just seeing that something silly like this has to happen at a time like this.
In Eastern Europe, at least 10 people, including two children, were killed and four others were wounded in a shooting in Montenegro following a bar brawl. Police say the suspect is on the run. America's listening to Fox News.
In with your money now. A federal appeals court is rejecting Starbucks' appeal of a National Labor Relations Board's ruling the coffee chain illegally fired two baristas because they wanted to organize. A judge ruled substantial evidence supported the board's conclusion that Starbucks engaged in unfair labor practices. Florida could see another new rocket fly soon as the FAA recently issued a launch license for Blue Origin's New Glenn. An FAA statement said Jeff Bezos' rocket company had met all safety, environmental, and other licensing requirements. The New York Stock Exchange will close its trading on Thursday, January 9th, in order to honor a national day of mourning for the death of former President Jimmy Carter. It is customary for the exchange to close trading to honor the passing of a president. The markets are closed today for the holiday and will reopen tomorrow. That's your money now.
If you're living with dry, age-related macular degeneration,
I'm Jordy Mack with a Sports Minute. Sometimes things just work out, like Week 18 scheduling for the NFL. Two Saturday games, Ravens Steelers both playing, AFC North up for grabs. NFC South decided in the early window Sunday with Bucks and Falcons in action. And Sunday night, Vikings Lions for the number one seed in the NFC. Saturday afternoon through Sunday night, playoff implications in every window. That's working out. I'm Jordy Mack.
I've got huge news for you. The countdown is on. Monday Night Raw is coming to Netflix. Starting January 6th, WWE Monday Night Raw will be live every week on Netflix. Live drama, live heroes, live action. The premiere episode on Netflix will feature some of the biggest names in WWE, such as John Cena, undisputed WWE champion, the American Nightmare, Cody Rhodes, Roman Reigns, CM Punk, and Bianca Belair. There's never been a better time to step into the ring and stream WWE Raw. WWE Monday Night Raw premieres Monday, January 6th at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern, live only on Netflix.
The current federal government is actually going $1 trillion deeper in debt every 100 days. That's why thousands are turning to Goldco, a top-rated gold company, to diversify their savings with time-tested safe haven assets, physical gold and silver. Right now, not only is Goldco offering a free gold and silver kit, but on qualified purchases, they'll give you up to a 10% instant match in bonus silver. Call 855-838-GOLD. That's 855-838-GOLD. Performance may vary. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
I occasionally have nerve discomfort in my hands, so the things I love to do...
Let's play something, Grandma!
became difficult as I got older.
If you have occasional stabbing and burning in your hands and feet, try Nervive Nerve Relief. Nervive's clinically studied dose of alpha-lipoic acid reduces occasional nerve discomfort in as little as 7 days with continued daily use. Say yes to healthy nerves with Nervive Nerve Relief.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. The official kickoff of the 2025 Pensacola Mardi Gras season happens Saturday at 5 o'clock inside Seville Quarter. See the official Blessing of the Float lining up and down Zaragoza and Government. See PensacolaMardiGras.com. The Pensacola Dog Fanciers Association presents the Farm Dog Event at the Equestrian Center Saturday from 7 to 7. Bring your friendly dog for activities, food trucks, and a shot clinic. Submit your event at NewsRadio923.com.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, Happy New Year!
Hey, it's Sandy Zirn. I'm a marketing consultant with ADX Communications, and I want to wish you all a very happy new year and a prosperous 2025.
This is Jeremy, the travel director here at ADX Communications, wishing you all a happy new year, and go Buckeyes!
Hi, this is Morgan. I'm a promotion assistant, wishing you a very happy new year.
Happy New Year!
Are you hungry for news that keeps you informed, is local and dependable? Look no further than News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and on AM 1620. We're your trusted source for all the latest happenings in the Emerald Coast. From breaking news to in-depth reports, we've got you covered. Our team of experienced journalists brings you the stories that matter most to our community. Stay connected with local events, weather updates, and traffic reports, ensuring you're always one step ahead. We're News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now, Chris Bryan and Austin Price. Happy New Year, everybody. Hope you're having a good day today. Hey, did you eat your black-eyed peas today?
Not yet. They are going to be part of my dinner.
That's exactly what I'm waiting on, because you got to let them soak, you know? And so we let them soak overnight. And, of course, you throw the dime in them. And I'm waiting. I love black-eyed peas, especially if I got a bottle of Tabasco to kill it.
Ooh, yeah, that makes them better.
Pow! Okay, Ice Flyers, we're going to talk some sports here for a few minutes. Ice Flyer falling to Macon Tuesday night. It was 4-3, good guys returning home to the Bay Center Friday against Birmingham. Get ready for a Big Cars Pixar promo night. Puck dropping 7:05 for that. And Penn State moving on in the college football playoffs. Joe Morgan having a field day with all these adjustments, they were saying, over at Fox because of, and you're going to get into this in just a second, the upcoming game for this evening, Notre Dame and Georgia, the Sugar Bowl, has been postponed 24 hours.
Yes.
Austin has more on this. Here's Joe Morgan.
James Franklin's squad won another big game as 6-seed Penn State defeated 3-seed Boise State 31-14 in the Fiesta Bowl, moving on to face either Notre Dame or Georgia in the semifinals. Penn State quarterback Drew Aller threw for 3 touchdowns, and running back Nick Singleton put the game out of reach with a 58-yard rushing touchdown late in the fourth quarter.
Nick Singleton, house call! Touchdown!
That was courtesy of ESPN. Boise State running back Ashton Genty was held to a season-low 104 yards and finished 28 yards short of breaking Barry Sanders' single-season NCAA rushing record. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
Yeah, also, of course, today we had the Peach Bowl getting underway in Atlanta. Texas winning that game in double overtime, 39-31.
What a nail biter.
Now, Chris, I do kind of I kind of want to pat myself on the back here. Earlier this week,
Go ahead, because you sure can't shoot those paper basketball hoops.
Yes, you're right. In this studio, I am not quite an athlete. But I do have an eye for this stuff, because I think I had Texas winning 44-31. So I was close enough.
Yeah.
Close enough to where I'm going to brag about it. As far as an ongoing game, exactly halfway through the first quarter. Ohio State already beating Oregon in the Rose Bowl 14-0. I told you, those rematches are tough. Ohio State out to a booming start there. And, yeah, just a moment ago, you mentioned something about the Sugar Bowl, which was supposed to be tonight's game, being postponed. It's been postponed 24 hours. I believe that's the official report. And that's a shame because that's supposed to be a good game between Notre Dame and Georgia.
Okay, and here is the official report. The college football playoff quarterfinal in the Sugar Bowl between Georgia and Notre Dame has been postponed due to the deadly car attack in New Orleans. Matt Murphy has the story.
The Notre Dame versus Georgia game set for tonight at the 70,000-seat Superdome has been postponed to Thursday for public safety, according to Sugar Bowl CEO Jeff Hundley.
All parties and all agree that it's in the best interest of everybody and public safety that we postpone the game for 24 hours.
The decision follows this morning's attack in the New Orleans French Quarter, where a driver rammed a truck into a crowd, leading to a deadly shootout with police. Security sweeps locked down the Superdome Wednesday morning with officials advised to stay away. Both teams arrived Sunday, staying near the site of the attack. The Superdome is also preparing to host the Super Bowl on February 9th. Matt Murphy, Fox News.
I just love it when the Super Bowl's in town.
Yeah.
So Feb 9, stay out of New Orleans.
Yeah, that's going to be hectic.
That's my suggestion.
Chris, you and I were talking about this off air. You know, some people are kind of upset that this game got postponed because, one, they're thinking about all the mayhem that's going to come with all the hotel situations. But also they're talking about, oh, well, you let the terrorists win if you postpone. You don't know what all there is to it.
It's not about that at all.
Yeah, this isn't just some buffoon that was in a truck. It is more than that. We heard some talk about some, looked like some people placing some explosives in French Quarter.
I was talking to my friends at WWL Radio in New Orleans earlier this afternoon. And one thing that they're really stressing on air over there is the fact to not jump to conclusions.
Yes.
Do not project what you think you don't know. And so they're being, listen, we went through this with Hurricane Katrina and all the others when I was on the air over there. And one thing you don't want to do is you just don't want to scare people. You don't want to create that environment of fear. And right now, I can tell you this right now, the residents of at least the Orleans Parish is Metro New Orleans, are really a little bit edgy this afternoon. Just as you said, they're finding different devices throughout the city. They said that his former home was set on fire this afternoon over on Mandeville Street. I lived on Mandeville Street in the Faulberg Marigny. Mm. I'm just wondering what block it was.
Right.
Yeah, but the thing is, and that's why I don't want to get on here and start saying, here, blah, blah, blah. No, I'm waiting for these facts to get out. I want before, it's not about being first here, it's about being right.
Right.
And that's where I'm coming from on this story because there's a lot of projections going on. Let's just step back for a second and let the FBI do their things and hopefully straighten this terrible nightmare out.
Well, and some of the people that are so upset about this saying, oh, well, don't cancel the game. Man, you're not affected by it. You're just wanting to see a football game tonight when you get home from work. I wanted to as well.
There are people's lives we're talking about.
Exactly. It's a one football game being delayed. If I'm telling you that I can live with it, I'm sure you can too. Also wanted to tackle this real quick. Dallas police investigating a high-dollar burglary of a car belonging to Dallas Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott's fiance. Somebody burglarized Sarah Jane Ramos's while she was in a Pilates class last Thursday. Ramos reportedly hurried inside to get out of the rain and forgot to lock the car. The thief got away with handbags and wallets from Gucci, Chanel, Prada, and Louis Vuitton, plus computer software and cash totaling about $40,000. Was she living in this car? She was soon alerted that somebody was using her credit cards.
Oh, okay.
My goodness, what's that all in your car for?
Remember I was telling you about that. I went on a cruise one time and came back and I saw my bill that somebody had purchased all the women's lingerie in London. I wasn't in London. Listen, that goes around. But hey, you mentioned it was a Dallas Cowboys story, right?
Yeah, it was Prescott's fiance.
Another bad thing coming out of the Cowboys camp today. They released running back Ezekiel Elliott.
Really?
Yeah.
I heard about this.
Quiet end to the Dallas career that ended and really started with two rushing titles in three seasons. And it was downhill from there. He was not spectacular. A lot of people say he was just holding out for contract negotiations. It just never came back to that degree. Anyway, the move was the end of Elliott's second stint with the team who drafted him fourth overall back in 2016. So Ezekiel Elliott's out of there, man.
Yeah, they wasted the prime of his career, it seems.
Yeah, he really did. But that's what's coming out of Dallas this afternoon.
All righty, let's see. Ukrainian officials shutting down a natural gas pipeline from Russia to Europe. The transnational pipeline was shut down this morning after Ukraine refused to renew an agreement that allowed for Russian gas to move through its territory. Ukraine Energy Minister Herman Goloshenko called today's move a historic event and said Russia is losing markets and will suffer financial losses. Russian energy company Gazprom has issued a statement confirming that it was no longer sending gas from Siberia to Europe through the pipeline.
Okay, let me kind of wrestle this story back and bring it to the local level.
Please do.
With the holiday season now behind us, you know, it might be a pretty good time to consider losing that Christmas tree. Listen, we've been through this. I know the appropriate time is you can take it down by January 6th, King's Day.
Right.
Day of the Epiphany. But heck, take it down, because let me give you the reasons why it would be real smart for you to take it down, especially if we're talking about a real tree. According to arson investigators, they are confirming in this report today, as trees dry out, they tend to become more and more flammable. In the U.S., here come the numbers, about 36% of Christmas tree fires are sparked in January. 41% of the fires were caused by electrical lighting and equipment. About 20% were sparked by light bulbs or lamps, and 11% were fired up by candles. Above all, trees should be discarded when they start to dry out and placed safely away from any flammable structure. See, that's the key thing there. Forget, you can leave it up to the six or whatever. Forget that. If the trees are dry and it's a real tree and you got bulbs on that sucker, take it down.
Yes.
Take it absolutely. Out. Let EC away. Pick it up.
Yes. And of course, if
take
you
off
are
the decorations.
I was about to say, if you are gonna, you know, give your tree away, yeah, take off the decorations and stuff. Because you mentioned light bulbs and it got me thinking about it. 4:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather, because I'm always thinking about that as well for you. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Looking at the roads here, as I mentioned earlier this hour, kind of got some of that holiday traffic going on, not too many backups. If you are dealing with some issues, they shouldn't hold you up for long. As for the weather, it's been a beautiful day so far, 60 degrees, low of 38 tonight. The lows actually dropped officially, at least on here. Tomorrow, high of 61, low of 44.
And still to remind you, tow to go, it's still in effect for another hour and 14 minutes. Mm. So if you have a problem, you need a safe ride. Maybe you're an impaired driver from last night.
Yes,
or you can't find your vehicle. You can activate the service. Here's the number, 855-286-9246. A lot of people. I saw some really, let's just say, miserable-looking people this morning.
Really?
Yeah, they came, stopped by the house this morning. I went, man, you guys did it, right? I don't feel so good today. That's what you get, I guess.
I'm proud of myself. I didn't even have a lick of alcohol last night, and I had to get together with friends and everything.
Okay, there you go. This is a sad story, but before I get into it deeply, there is a redeeming value to it. So Silver Airways. I like flying Silver Airways. I like flying Silver Airways because I can jump on that flight in the afternoon. 1 hour and 11 minutes after I get on that plane, wheels down in Orlando. Done. You know, 6.5-7 hours on the 10 freeway to the 75 to the tollway. No, thank you. I'll just jump on Silver. Anyway, Silver, which operates flights in and out of Pensacola International, has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy.
Yeah.
No, you're going, oh my gosh, I'm holding tickets. What's going on? Well, the airline confirms if you got a ticket, they're all good, because here comes the redeeming factor from this story. The company says it's business as usual and expects to finish the bankruptcy filing process by the end of March. Everything will be okay.
All righty. Good to know. And here's some other good news for you. Wages are about to go up for millions of people. A total of 21 states raising their wage floors as the new year gets started. The pay hikes are expected to affect more than 9 million workers. Once the pay hikes are enacted, Washington will become the state with the highest minimum wage at $16.66 an hour. New York and California will share in second place, offering workers $16.50.
Okay, it is 5:48, News Radio 92.3. You know, I did a lot of work over the past, I guess, 7 or 8 years down with the a couple of sports teams down in Central Florida. And so I used to do a lot of traveling between here and Orlando. And this story came to mind when I thought about the traveling there. They had a, during the Christmas, they had a big drone show in Orlando. You'll remember the story. We did this story. A boy was hit by one of the drones that fell down and leading to the cancellation of a drone show on New Year's Eve in Dallas. We're starting to see a pattern develop in this. Anyway, Lori Brown, she's with KDFW Channel 4 in DFW. She has the details.
Cell phone video captured the terrifying moments when drones started falling from the sky into a lake in downtown Orlando. One of them hit 7-year-old Xander.
Before they went down, the green one went straight at us, and I went to the left, and my son went to the right, and it hit my son.
His parents, Adriana Egerton and Jessica Lumsden, spoke from the hospital. They say one of the drones knocked him out on impact and caused a chest injury. Xander underwent open heart surgery. Hours before fireworks arrived at Reunion Tower, the president of Reunion Tower said in a statement that sky elements informed them they would not be able to fly their New Year's Eve show.
My goodness. Yeah, I mean, drones, there's just, not only do they intimidate people, but they are. They can be dangerous if you have malfunctions like this.
And I would think that the insurance company probably had a whole lot to do with that.
Oh, I don't doubt that at all.
About coverage of these events.
Yeah. And, you know, we were talking about alcohol consumption earlier. Tis the season.
Yes,
with
you
New
were.
Year's.
Yes, you were. You
yes,
were talking
I,
about that.
Austin, I was talking about that. A study shows the female hormone estrogen can prompt women to consume a large amount of alcohol.
Wow.
Researchers at Weill Cornell Medicine say that their data published in Nature Communications could spur different approaches for treating alcohol use disorder. The study indicates estrogen causes women to pregame, making them drink large amounts in the first half hour after the alcohol is offered. Researcher and professor Kristen Plell says that the study shows what might be the first explanation for sex-related differences in binge drinking. The study involved researchers serving alcohol to lab mice while they tracked their estrogen levels. Interesting.
They gave about 1 billion doses of those rats. They finally got something out of it. Oh, we got it, man. It just took 1 billion doses.
The women like to drink. Yeah. My goodness. Just about 4:51 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, touched a little bit on this yesterday, but we got some more details for you. World Health Organization urging China to share its coronavirus data related to the start of the pandemic. Good luck with that. Details on that stuff and more coming up.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, hear from local community leaders on how Sunny's Barbecue is helping to build a strong Pensacola. With 4 Sunny's locations serving the News Radio listening area, Navy Boulevard, Pine Forest, 9th Avenue, and Pace. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Hey folks, this is Jimmy Patronis, Florida's Chief Financial Officer, wishing each of you a Merry Christmas. Now, I just received an amazing phone call a few weeks ago that I want to tell you about. President Trump called me and said, "Jimmy, I want you to run for Congress." Wow. Yes, the guy who just won a landslide victory defeating the crazy Democrats in Washington, the guy who just got shot, stood back up and said, "Fight, fight, fight." That guy. President Donald J. Trump told me to run for Congress. Well, my mama didn't raise a dummy, so my response to the president was a very simple, yes, sir. I will run, and we will enact President Trump's agenda. We will secure the border. We will get rid of the woke foolishness in Washington. It's an honor of a lifetime to have President Trump's endorsement. The president can count on me, and so can you. I'm Jimmy Patronis, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. I'd be honored to have your support. Paid for by Friends of Jimmy Patronis, Inc.
The Pensacola Expert Panel. Pep Talk. Mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. On News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now. Back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
We'll be right back.
It's Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now. You can always tell when I like the song. I let it play out.
Yeah, you wait for him to start singing.
Oh, good song. Chris Bryan here. That's Austin Price over there on that side. Thank you so much for having us on today. If you're driving around in the car, hey, thanks for the ride. We do appreciate that. End of the 2024 Christmas New Year's break quickly approaching. 22 of Florida's 67 counties, this is including Escambia, returning to the classroom on Monday. Another 31 counties return Tuesday, including Santa Rosa County. So, moms and dads, it's over.
Yeah, your time's running
out. You survived.
Alrighty, just about 4:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for you. Looking at the roads, it's been pretty smooth sailing so far this hour. That appears to still be the case now. As for the weather, 60 degrees, low of 38 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a sunny, mostly clear day. Beautiful Thursday, high of 61, low of 44.
Ooh, Ferris Hill Baptist Church in Milton. Opening up that cold weather shelter tonight for the homeless and heatless. Officials say anybody wanting to stay in that shelter, you got to arrive between 6:30 and 8:30. And you could only bring a pet if it's a service animal. So there you go. There's a place to go if you really are in dire straits. And you need a place to just lay that head down tonight. There you go. Ferris Hill Baptist Church in Milton, opening up those doors once again. Those guys are just great.
They're on it.
They really are.
I mentioned this before the break, World Health Organization urging China to share its coronavirus data related to the start of the pandemic in particular. The organization in a statement this week says without transparency, sharing, and cooperation amongst countries, the world cannot adequately prevent and prepare for future epidemics and pandemics. Some scientists think COVID transferred from animals to humans, but others suspect it escaped from a lab in China. China in the past has rejected the lab theory. The country has not responded to the World Health Organization's request. Yeah, talking about cooperation, I'm just really concerned, and I told you this yesterday, Chris, I'm really concerned that China's probably not going to tell us the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help them God.
Yes, you're probably on track for that one. News Radio 92.3. Okay, gamers, I'm going to frame it under that title if you don't mind. Okay,
all right,
gamers, 2025, the year in which one of the most highly anticipated games in history will be released.
Fox on Games, your insider's cheat code to gaming.
2025 is here, and a happy new year to you, our listeners, and your family. Here is what we're expecting to make a big splash in the new year. This year seems to herald the release of the sequel console to the Nintendo Switch, what many fans are calling Switch 2. Multiple leaks have arrived on the internet, although none of those leaks have been confirmed by Nintendo.
Lucia, do you know why you're here?
Bad luck, I guess.
Also on the hearts and minds of gamers, the highly awaited Grand Theft Auto 6, expected to take place in Vice City, an analog to the real-world Miami. Expect a larger-than-life map, an online mode, and a protagonist, Lucia, that will likely be mob or gang-related. And a game that analysts like DFC Intelligence report will make up to $3.2 billion on release. 2013's Grand Theft Auto 5 is one of the most profitable entertainment products ever, generating over $8.5 billion since release. Eamon Dignam, Fox News.
That was with a B, if you got that.
Yes. Fun fact, actually. That song that we heard while he was talking about Grand Theft Auto 6 was Love is a Long Road by Tom Petty, and I actually pre-chose that to be a bumper song tomorrow. So we'll
Don't
hear
tell
that tomorrow.
Me that. No.
Yeah. There's a bit of a spoiler for you.
Whee!
Also wanted to touch on this very quickly. A new generation begins in 2025. According to the demographers who helped define the generational age groups, Generation Alpha came to an end at midnight, and those born in the new year will technically be a part of Generation Beta. The experts say Gen Beta will include those born between 2025 and 2039. They say by 2035, though, Gen Beta will make up 16% of the global population, and that many of them will live to see the 22nd century.
Are you familiar with Blink 182?
Yes, I am. Love them.
This story will touch you, I'm sure. Rock star in that band's daughter is facing a real serious health scare here. Michelle Polino has the details.
Alabama Barker was recently hospitalized after suffering from nicotine withdrawal. The daughter of Blink 182 drummer Travis Barker was taken to the hospital, according to TMZ, after she made an emergency call following feeling unwell. Barker quit vaping cold turkey a month ago. The aspiring rapper was transported to a Los Angeles area hospital where medical officials diagnosed her. The outlet reporting that officials at the hospital say even occasional vaping can lead to nicotine withdrawal. Alabama appears to have already been released from the doctor's care as she was home in time for her birthday on Christmas Eve. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Yeah, when you mentioned Blink-182 and mentioned a daughter, that's absolutely where my mind went, because I think Travis has two kids, and it's a son and daughter, I believe. But man, at that age, what did it say? Nicotine withdrawal?
Is that amazing or what?
I mean, amazing in a sad way. My goodness. Alrighty. Also, wanted to touch on this, just keeping with the health, business, and science theme. A new study shows drinking coffee is closely tied to a certain bacterium that has a role in gut health. Researchers in the study, published in Nature Microbiology, analyzed gut microbiome data from more than 22,000 people across the U.S. and U.K. The results show a certain bacterium was significantly more prevalent and abundant in coffee drinkers compared to non-coffee drinkers. Authors of the study say by identifying a direct link, the study provides a new framework for understanding how diet impacts gut health.
Okay, 2025 Pensacola Mardi Gras kickoff celebration gets underway Saturday, 5 o'clock at Phineas Fogg's inside Seville Quarter. This year, 35 floats and the cruise will be staged along Palafox and Jefferson Streets, awaiting that second line blessing. This is News Radio 92.3.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3, WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.